So we heard the bombers flying, and so I snuck onto the Stetson Ranch and saw the fires, and we were up there till like 12:30 that night watching it kind of creep our way. And
Morford's sister-in-law, Lee, was visiting with family and preparing to attend the Elderflower Earth Skills gathering in Hopland.
And I felt like it was still many ridges away, so I felt like, oh, they'll probably get this out pretty quickly, and I continued my way to the gathering. So I was like, okay, I'm leaving a fire and I'm heading to another fire.
That is quite a commute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morford's friend Walker picked up the story.
As it got closer, everyone became more unsettled. And we eventually took turns running on the four-wheeler up to the edge of the fire on the ranch and checking it out. It kept getting closer and closer every hour until it was the next day it was on our doorsteps.
By Sunday afternoon, the fire had come through a canyon from Burris.
And once it kind of made its way to the other side, it was minutes till it was to the top of the ridge and over their fire lines. And Walker saw Cal Fire and ran out, hopped on the four-wheeler and ran to meet them.
Yeah, I chased past them. Going faster on the road than we're supposed to. I told them again, we have a bunch of water in a pond and access to the fire break. And they quickly said, okay, show us where that is. I showed them down the hill to a staging area where a man had clear cut a large piece of property. It basically looks like a soccer field in the middle of the woods. And then later that night, I went back down the hill and grabbed my friend. And we spent probably the night till 5 in the morning going up and down the fire break they had made.
I watched a Facebook video of Morford sloshing buckets of sudsy water into the hollow of a burning tree.
We have a 180-gallon tank with some like flex hose hooked up to it that we cold brew old coffee grounds for IPM for pests. You know, they kill mites pretty good. And I'm like, okay, light bulb. You know, so we put that in the back of my truck and filled it with the pond. And my dad's ex-fireman, so he's like, put some soap in it. And then we took buckets up there and filled them with the soapy water and splashed them on trees. And we probably put out 30 trees that day.
Meanwhile, Lee was getting calls from family members in Powder Valley, telling her things were not looking good on the farm.
And at one point, it sounds like you were up there putting out spot fires.
Yeah, not until my mother left. Not until the day after the evacuation went on did I sneak back up the mountain and help put out spot fires.
What was that like? Can you describe it?
It was wild. It was exhilarating. So we're pulling the grass away from the other grass and just putting it out, and there was smoke, and I was just trying to navigate which way would make sense.
Heart Rock and its crop were saved. Morford and Walker talked about their plans to get together with neighbors to make all the farms at the top of Pine Avenue more fire resilient. But to Morford, it's about more than property and crops.
It's a community and a spiritual community of people who care what they're doing, regardless of what it is.
I'm Sarah Reith for the KRCB North Bay Report.